The Greek word for God-breathed, which is what we use when we talk about the Bible, we say it's God-breathed, it's God-inspired, is theopneustos. And it's often translated today as inspired. But it's actually God-breathed. It's almost like God breathed the words out. Ryan can preach next Sunday and inspire me to write something. And I want to, you know, like I feel inspired to do that. It's kind of a little bit different here because what we're talking about is it's not just me listening to him and then feeling inspired to do something. It's almost like he's behind me breathing the words out as I write them. So these are God's words. They're written by human agents. God used human agents to put it down in paper for us. But it's actually God's words breathed out onto the paper. You know, it's a very powerful way of looking at how the Bible was constructed. It's a 100% human document, but it's also 100% inspired by God. It's very, very much like Jesus. Jesus is all man and all God. Now, being God-breathed doesn't mean there aren't difficulties in the Bible. There are. And there are apparent contradictions. When you read it, you think, hold on, someone said something different in another book. The great thing is that the Bible gives you a good chance to get into context, and we're speaking about that in CU101, how you must contextualize, how you must understand. You know, when Ryan was telling about the prodigal son, we see that story is all about the son, but the reality is the story is all about the father. That's what Jesus was talking about, was the father, what the father would do. He just had to name these sons as terrible creatures to show how far the father would go. But we always see it as it's the son who went away. That's what the story is about. You must contextualize, and then you will understand. Because yes, there may seem contradictions, but once you contextualize each story, you understand who is writing it, when, and to whom, everything then fits into place. But it is difficult, and the great thing about these difficulties in the Bible are that they encourage you to try and seek them out, try and solve them, try to understand them. Because when you're doing that, lo and behold, you're really communicating with God. You're giving God a really strong chance to talk to you because you're going through the Bible, you're searching, you're really going behind the words. It's really important when you come across things that you can't resolve not to run away from them with the Bible. And you know what, there are tough things in there to deal with. But it's, you know, it's key not to run away from them. It's key not to push them away and just try and get on with our lives. Try and solve them. Try and find out why, what, who. Try and find out behind the words what was going on and why they're there and what they mean to you. People read the Bible every day of their lives, and even some who've been reading it for 60, 70, 80, even 100 years, they find something new each time. It's this never-ending book of suggestion and guidance. It can be new every time you read it. And, you know, like I always think of it, the teaching C101 and following Jesus, I get something new out of it every time. And a lot of it, you know, with C101, it's Christian basics, but wow, it triggers something new in my head, something I hadn't thought of. It triggers a different way of looking at something, which sends me down another path of exploration. And that's, you know, like with the Bible, you can read every day and keep reading it every day, but God will speak to you in different ways each day. The words will have different meanings sometimes to you. The Bible then has authority. It's a great word, a great way of summing it up. The Bible has authority. It's God lovingly speaking to us, and it becomes this manual for life. And I encourage you, especially all the males here, this is a manual you've got to read. This is a manual you've really got to dig into, because this is the best guide for life.
Well, we have a question for you to discuss today, and as usual, we hope that you won't just think about it on your own, but that you'll share your thoughts with some friends, family, colleagues, fellow commuters, somebody else in your life who might benefit from taking this course to help them grow as a Christian. Here's your question for today. What doubts about the Bible's authenticity do you have? Have you ever researched or discussed those doubts? Well, have a great discussion, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.